How far would they go across the bed?
All the way in there. Mm-hmm. Two pillows were placed on them, on it.
On top of the bolster?
And
what would you call a bed cover that's handmade with patchwork in it? What would you call that?
Quilt.
What about a makeshift sleeping thing that you put on the floor that children a lot of times will sleep on? What would you call that?
Pellet.
What do you call good, rich soil that's really good for crops?
A wheat.
Like if the soil is really good and rich and real good for the crops, what would you call that?
No, I would reckon that's food.
If you have real rich soil, you know, in the ground, what would you call that?
Soil?
What might you put on it to make it a little bit richer? With nutrients and everything? I think they have a lot of it now.
You mean what you put on the land to build it up, make it richer? Well, barnyard compost, leaves, anything that'll decay.
Call the flat lowland around a stream?
Bottom land.
Do you ever plow that land?
Yeah.
Is that good land to plow?
Yeah, then it's better than upland.
What makes it better?
Well, the soil washes off of the hillside and settles in the bottom.
You call a field that is just good for raising grass and clover and alfalfa and all that?
Just a hay field, I imagine.
What if this kind of lowland had water standing in it for a while? What would you call it?
Swamp.
What about along the sea, and it had water standing in it? What would you call that? Around the ocean?
Like down in Glenn County, they have a lot near the beach.
I don't hardly know what that would be, the definition.
Like a marsh or something?
Yeah.